ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 38, Akrura's Arrival in Vrindavan. Text number 12. This whole section of this Akrura's is called Akrura's Manorath, means the mind. He's not even reached to Vrindavan. He's on his way. He's in the chariot, started from Mathura and going to Vrindavan. So he's thinking in his mind all this, what's going to happen. Now comes ahead, as we know, Akrura is from the Vrishni dynasty. He is uncle of Krishna. And when Kamsa started to send all the demons, all other Vrishni dynasties, people, they left, but Akrura stayed there in Mathura. And Akrura is one of the minister of Kamsa. So after all the demons are killed by Krishna and Balaram, then Kamsa is thinking, we heard in the previous chapter text, in chapter 36, and 37, in the text, in chapter 36, we heard how Kamsa is calling to Akrura and telling him, he's telling all about how, you know, I'm gonna kill Krishna and Balaram, and I'm gonna have, and my fellows, Jarasandha, and they're going to help me, they're all going to help me. And I'm going to even kill my father, Ugrasena, because he's so greedy about the kingdom. All this, Kamsa is talking all this to Akrura. And Akrura is wondering. Akrura knows that he'll be killed. But Akrura is diplomatic. Akrura doesn't want to, Kamsa feel that, oh, he's going against me. So when Kamsa is telling all these things, Akrura is saying that, my king, you are right, what you're saying is right probably, but the destination, what is destined to happen, cannot change. Okay. So Akrura is diplomatic, Akrura says, and Akrura is happy that now is my time. I was meditating, I wanted to go, I couldn't go. Now this is Kamsa's, it's good. It's Kamsa's mercy on me that I'm going to go now to see my Lord, to Vrindavan. Akrura is also, is in a Dasya Bhav, what do you call in English, servant, right? In Dasya Bhav, he is praying to the Lord. And he is also one of the, just like in Shravana Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam, in the Shravana is the, Sukadeva Goswami, no, Parikshit Maharaj, I think, right? Shravana? Speaking, right? Sukadeva Goswami. And Parikshit Maharaj is the hearer. So here Akrura is the Vandanam. So, Akrura, and now Kamsa is also giving him the chariot, which is not used at all, because he is thinking that Krishna Balaram will love this chariot. But just by they are young boys, they will just want to see the chariot, they will get into chariot and they want to come here. This is all Kamsa's plans, you know. But Akrura knows what's going to happen. Anyhow, so Akrura is in the chariot, and as we heard in the past text in this chapter, text 6 to 8, Akrura is describing about the meditating on the lotus feet of the Lord. That is from 6, 7, and 8. We heard that in the class, right? Then in the text 9, Akrura is starting from the lotus feet of the Lord, meditating on lotus feet, and he's describing how just by having the meditation on the, just having the darshan of the toenails of the lotus feet of the Lord, you cross over the ocean of birth and death. And then he's describing in the text 9, then he's going up and he's describing the beautiful face of the Lord. He's glorifying. And then in the text 10, he's describing all about whole beauty of Lord Krishna. See? Now in the text 11, he's describing about, after describing all this, how he's going step by step. This is the meditation. By Akrura, as we can see how we can meditate on the Lord. We start from the lotus feet of the Lord, go up, meditate on the face of the Lord, and then meditate the whole form, beauty of form of the Lord. Do that. And text 11 is describing how Krishna is creating everything, but they at the same time is aloof from it. If I build a house, I'm going to tell, Bhadra has built a nice house. I built a nice house for my family. I'm so attached to it. But here the creator, he is creating everything. He's aloof from it. He's not attached to it. He's renounced. Just by his glance, he doesn't even come, by his glance he's creating. So this is the, in the text 11, of course, because we are covered, Brahma, we are bewildered in this material world. We are bewildered and considering rope to be a snake. We are bewildered, or living in it is bewildered in the material world. See? And bida, a word is used of being separate, trying to be separate from the Lord. So now in the text 12, we're going to chant together and we'll talk something. And then, of course, today is also, as I said, Srivas Pandit's appearance day. Today is also, I think, Sridhar Swami's disappearance. Is that right? Our Sridhar Swami in ISKCON? Is it right? He left in Mayapur today, right? Yeah. Huh? Yeah. Yeah. So anyhow, let's chant text 12 together. Yasya khila bhi ki vah bhi sumangalai.
Yasya khila bhi sumangalai.
Vacho vimishra guna karma janmadi. Prananti subanti punanti vai jagat. Yasta virakta savasobhanamata. Yasya khilami vahabi sumangalai. Vacho vimishra guna karma janmadi. Prananti sumbanti punanti vai jagat.
Prananti sumbanti punanti vai jagat.
Yasta dvirakta shavashobanamata. Yasya kilabi vahabi sumangalai. Vacho vimishra guna karma janmabhi. Prananti sumbanti punanti vai jagat. Yasta dvirakta shavashobanamata. Mataji's. Yasya, of whom, Akhila, all, Amiva, saints, Habi, which destroy, Sumangalai, most auspicious, Vachaha, words, Vimishra, join, Guna, with the qualities, Karma, activities, Janmabhi, and incarnations, Prananti, they give life, Sumbanti, make beautiful, Punanti, and purify. Why, indeed, Jagat, the entire universe, Ya, which words, Tat of these, Virakta, devoid, Shava of a corpse, Sobanaha, like the decorating, Mata, considered. Translation and purport. Translation. All sins are destroyed and all good fortune created by the Supreme Lord's qualities, activities, and appearances. And words that describe these three things animate, beautify, and purify the world. On the other hand, words bereft of his glories are like the decorations on a corpse. Purport. Srila Sridhar Swami brings up the following possible objections. How can one who is devoid of ordinary ego, who is fully self-satisfied, engage in pastimes? This is for the impersonalist. He is raising the question. Then he's answering. The answer is given here. Lord Krishna acts on the pure spiritual platform for the pleasure of his loving devotees, not for any kind of mundane gratification. There is a saying by Chanakya Pandit. Srila Prabhupada gave a nice when Krishna was leaving Hastinapur and going to Dwarka, and Queen Kunti is glorifying Queen Kunti's prayer. In Queen Kunti's prayer, Queen Kunti, I don't know the exact shloka, but Queen Kunti prays that, Lord, while you are here, everything is so beautiful. But now you're going to leave. I got everything, I got the kingdom, everything, but you're going to leave and it's not going to be beautiful anymore. Just by your lotus feet here in this land here, everything is so beautiful. So when Srila Prabhupada started to give the class, he quoted the Chanakya Pandit's shloka. I don't know the whole shloka, but the first is, he said, Chanakya Pandit said that, moon looks beautiful in the sky, but it looks more beautiful when it's surrounded by the stars. So here Krishna is always beautiful, and Krishna is surrounded by his, one of the qualities of Krishna, out of 64 qualities, of the four main qualities, right? Venu Madhurya, Rupa Madhurya, Leela Madhurya, right? And also he is surrounded by all his devotees. So Krishna likes to perform his pastimes for the pleasure of his devotees. Now in this shloka, describe the janma, karma and activities of the Lord. We all know the shloka, janma karma chame divyam evam taktva deham punarjan naiti mahameti shloka. Right? Lord's activities, Lord janma, Lord pastimes, appearance. Also we know sarva dharman paritya jaya mame kam saranam raja aham tam sarva papa yabhya mokshishya masuchu. I will remove all your sins, will free you from all the sinful activities. So here in this shloka, Akrura is meditating on all this. This is the meditation before even reaching to Vrindavan. He's thinking, this is going to happen, I'm going to see my Lord now. And who is that Lord? Whose Lord's glory is Vani. He's describing what? The Vani is describing Lord's pastimes, Lord's activities, Lord's appearance, and all the Lord and Lord's qualities. So if the Vani is not used in the service of the Lord for describing the Lord's appearance, pastimes, activities, and qualities, that one is useless. There is no use of it. And we are so fortunate that holy names, Nama, Rupa, Guna, and Leela. Am I in the right series, I think? Nama, Rupa, Guna, and Leela. Right? Yeah. By chanting the holy name of the Lord, Nam, Hare Krishna mantra, the name of the Lord will reveal to us the form of the Lord. And as the form of the Lord, we will meditate on the form of the Lord, it will reveal all the qualities of the Lord. And as we go further up the qualities of the Lord, it will reveal the pastimes of the Lord. So we are very fortunate By the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, we are very fortunate in this age of Kali that we can just by chanting the holy name, we are going all the way up to the pastimes of the Lord, and we enter into the pastimes of the Lord. But just by chanting the holy name, which was not easy in the other ages, but Lord Chaitanya has made so easy for us by having the kirtan at Srivasanam. So the Vani has that shakti, that power. And what happens by this connect, this Vani, anything we do in the material world, if we connect that Vani, our actions, in the connection with the Lord, somehow we connect our activities, jena kena prakarena, connect our activities with the Lord, and it starts with the Vani, then everything is auspicious. Then what happens, if that is used, then, here it says, pranamti sumhanti punanti. Prananti, they give a life. They give a life, and life is already there. But the life is, if that life is, someone said life, I already have a life. But what it is means is that the life, the senses, which are not used in the service of the Lord, then it is as good as dead. In the Srimad Bhagavatam it is said that when the legs are not used to come to the temple or doing the parikrama of the temple or going to the holy place, then legs are compared like a tree. Ears are not used for the hearing of the Lord, hearing the pastimes of the Lord, then the ears are considered with a snake. Ear snake. Snake ears. Holes. And the eyes. If eyes are not used in seeing the beautiful form of the Lord, then it is compared to the peacock's feathers. Peacock's feathers has the eyes, but they cannot see. So the living entity is breathing, but it is, if it is not used in the service of the Lord, it is as good as dead. So that is the, that gives the life by talking about the Lord, Shravanam Kirtanam, hearing about the Lord, it gives the life. What is Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj used to say? This life is without the preaching. What is the translation? Right. Those who live, they can preach, otherwise as good as dead parts. So it gives a life. Then here is this, sumbhanti, make beautiful. What is that beautiful? Beautiful means, how is beautiful? The beautiful means here the nirmatsara. There is no more envy left within us. And it becomes the qualities become you become kind, you are merciful nature. It automatically develops within the heart. And then punanti. What is then punanti? Purify means all the ignorance is destroyed. Heart is purified. So, and we can see the example of Ajamil. Ajamil did so much sinful activities. The guy had a child at the age of 70 or 80 years. 88. You know, that's the time you leave the body. At the age, but he was so attached because of his previous pious activity. He gave the name, his son's name Narayan, and he was so attached to Narayan, his son. He was calling out to Narayan every time. Narayan, did you eat? Narayan, come sit in my lap. He was calling out to Narayan, and what he did at the end, he called Narayan. Called out Narayan, his son, and he was saved just by calling out. And he's, when the Vishnuta came, he's all just not this life's sinful activities, but all the previous life's sinful activities are over. So that is the power of the holy name, Vani. Words used in glorifying the Lord. So hold this shloka. Now Sridhar Swami is making point here for the impersonalist. Because impersonalist can say, well, he is Lord, he says, Lord is fully satisfied. And he doesn't have ordinary ego. So why would he engage in the pastimes of the Lord? But the point is, the Lord is eternal. His form is eternal. His pastimes are eternal. He is Sachidananda. He doesn't take a form when he comes here. His form is already there, eternal. And he likes to interact with his devotees, perform the pastimes to glorify his devotees, and Lord devotees glorify him. That is the reciprocation between the Lord and his devotees. So that's why Sridhar Maharaj is here making a point. He's answering, the Lord Krishna acts on the pure spiritual platform for the pleasure of his loving devotees, not for any kind of mundane gratification. So my time is going to run out here. I have another 10 minutes. I wanted to read something from about Srivash Pandit. Today is one of the Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vashari Gaur Bhaktivinoda. Before I go to this, any question you have? Any comments? Before I go to Srivas Pandit's read pastimes. Okay, so I will just read here, right, to get something. These days Google is the god. So I was able to find something on the Google here. So I'm just going to read it. Srivas Pandit is one of the foremost acharya, and he is considered to be the avatar of Narad Muni. Srila Prabhupada also said. Pure devotee Srivas Pandit is one of the Panchtattva. Srivas Pandit appeared in Srihat, West Bengal, 30 years before Lord Chaitanya. He is a fifth member of the Panchtattva. He lived in Navadvip before the advent of Lord Chaitanya. He had three brothers, Srinidhi, Sripati, and Sri Ram. In worshipping Lord Krishna, he led all his brothers, performing devotional service and bathing twice in the Ganges. On his order, they all brothers moved to Navadvip and began to associate with the senior respected Advaita Acharya. Meeting Sri Advaita Acharya, they studied Bhagavatam, performed Harinam Sankirtan and prayed for an incarnation of the Supreme. Why did they pray? Because only an avatar of Krishna could re-establish Vaishnavism among the staunch atheist logicians and proud pandits harassing Nadia at that time. Srivas Pandit's wife was Malini Devi. She became intimate friend of Jagannath Mishra and Sachimata. And when Lord Vishwambar appeared, the hearts of all devotees were filled with parental affection, Vatsala Bhav. After the birth of Lord Chaitanya, Manini would regularly visit and give advice to the younger Sachimata on how to raise her wonderful child. She served Nimai as a nurse. Malini's mood was always friendly and she tried to satisfy Sachi Devi in every possible way. Nimai looked upon Srivas and Malini just like his parents. Gaurchandra loved Malini and Srivas as a second mother and father. Srivas's house was located 200 yards north of Nimai's house. Srivas Pandit's palatial home had large comfortable rooms, a high protective boundary wall, and lush, densely affiliated gardens and groves. Every night, Sri Gaurang Mahaprabhu and his dearest friends would join ecstatic kirtans here and taste the mellows of Vrindavan. It was here that the angry Muslim Qazi broke the sacred mridanga in his foolish attempt to stop Sri Krishna's Sankirtan movement. Henceforward, Srivas's house was known as Kholbhanga Danga, the place where mridanga was broken. The Qazi passed an ordinance prohibiting Sankirtan. Violators would be converted to the Muslim faith and lose their property. Although most Nadia Vasis panicked over this, Srivas Pandit laughed at the fanatical law of the Qazi. Now glories of Srivas Pandit is here. He is Jiva Tattva, or the marginal potency of Sri Krishna. He appears on earth as Shuddha Bhakta or unalloyed devotee of Lord Chaitanya. He is the perfect Brahman Vaishnava and the foremost devotee of the Lord. He was an accomplished Kirtan leader. Every year at Rath Yatra, he would lead one of the Kirtan parties for the pleasure of Lord Chaitanya. Lord Gaurang Sundar showed his divine form to all his eternal associates in Srivas Angam. The house of Srivas Pandit served as the headquarters of Gaurang's Sankirtan movement. It was here that daily Bhagavatam classes, nightly kirtans, and many confidential Vraj pastimes of Lord Gaur Rai occurred here. He dedicated all his energy to the Lord's Harinam Sankirtan movement. He surrendered his mind, body, friends, family, and possessions to Lord Gaura's service. He knew no other gods or goddesses. He maintained his family not because they were his relatives, but because they were Sri Chaitanya's loving servants. And then his excellent pastimes are in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Srivas instructs Nimai. Srivas's faith is tested. We know Srivas's faith was tested by Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya is saying, why? You're not going on out to make money. How are you going to maintain your whole this family? Srivas says, he's going to maintain. And he said, if I don't get the food, I will don't get anything, I will drown in the Ganges. So today is a nice day to read all these pastimes. Gaurang shows that he is the Supreme Lord formed to Srivas. Srivas is dead son revived by Gauranga. As we know, his son had died. while the kirtan was going on, and Srivas, all the ladies were crying, he said them, please stop crying, we don't want to disturb the Gaurang, his kirtan. And Gaurang Mahaprabhu said, I don't feel something inauspicious, I don't feel comfortable today, something happened. But nobody is saying. And then, of course, all the associates telling to Gaurang Mahaprabhu that his son is dead. So Gaurang Mahaprabhu said, could Srivas say, you didn't tell me? Srivas said, no, I don't want to disturb you. So that's pastime. Srivas Pandit exonerates the leper from all offenses. Is that, who was that?
Gopal
Chapal? Is it? Yeah. Then Srivas restores Gopal Chapal's health. A Muslim meat eater who lived near Srivas Pandit's house. This is another pastime. Mahaprabhu visits Srivas in Kumarhatta. Then Gaur Hari's pastimes in the home of Srivas's house. And the last is Lord Nityananda stays with Srivas. So these are many of the pastimes we can read on your own time today to glorify Srivas Pandit. Okay, quarter of nine. Any questions? I'm on time. Yes, Prabhu.
No fasting.
He's so kind, no fasting. You can have prasadam. Yes. Brahmachari, what's up?
Hare Krishna.
Yes.
That was one of those lines when you were reading the glories of Srivas Pandit kind of struck me that he cared for his family not because of that connection, but because they were devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
That's true.
And I was curious if you had any comment on that, how we deal with our family members. If you only treat them with care and everything because of that, then it seems like you'd have very loving relationships with all the devotees on another level even.
Boy. How to tell about it, huh?
Or why have a family at all?
Well, as we know that in Lord Chaitanya's movement, all are mostly grihasthas. So, we love our families, we love our children, and we should love our family. We don't want to be a false renunciation, thinking that they are just garbage. That's not the way Grihas life is. See, we have to love them, we have to try to help them to be in Krishna consciousness. Now, of course, everybody is coming with their own karmas. If they don't want to take up, then it's up to them. Right? We try to help best we can. My personal experience my personal life is because I'm balancing my material life and my spiritual life, that's why I'm able to cope with difficulties and go on in my devotional service and live my life. See? So particularly to the always I when some new when the young when they're getting married, they asked me, so tell me something about Grihastha life. Then first thing I tell them is, please balance your spiritual life and your material life. We have a tendency to go one side or go to other side. Either completely become material or either completely, hey, I got married, but you know, wife is just wife. You know, and I just go more towards the spiritual. And it's good if you can do it, you know, but there is also responsibilities. Married means you're taking responsibility. Here you have wife, you love, and wife means marriage means family. his children. See? So you're going to have a children, you're going to have family, and that will be, that means more responsibilities come. And you can't just get away from responsibility because I'm Krishna, my Krishna consciousness. No, you have taken responsibility to maintain it. So you balance, best thing is balancing. And the main thing is chanting 16 rounds of Hare Krishna. That's the main thing, that's my experience. Don't give up that.
Thank you, Puri. Yeah, I guess we can't be on the platform of Srivas Pandit. So
you know, time will come itself. We don't have to, you know, Krishna is watching after us. That's, we have to have that faith that Krishna is watching. What we're doing is we have to have a faith that, you know, Krishna is taking care of us. I mean, coming here at 4:30, who is getting up at 4:30 in the morning coming here every day? You all are coming here. I say every day you all are here. I'm not even here many times, but you all are here. And that's glorious. It's glorious to be here. You know? So Krishna is watching. Krishna is going to take care. That's the faith we have to have today. And as we advance more and more, Krishna will make an arrangement. He will make an arrangement. He's more worried of us than we do, of him. That is the quality of the Krishna, quality of Krishna. See? Is that okay? Any other question? Hare Krishna. Thank you, Prabhupada.